By now, most Alabamians have received their new license plate and registration.
I'm Andrew Yeager, of course, Sarah's colleague here at WVHM.
It's late fall, and Yeager has just a couple of days to put his car's new plate on. Within a few minutes and several swift turns of a screwdriver, the old plate is swapped out.
Okay, it's there. It's on there. Maybe the reason they make you change your license plate every 5 years is so your screws don't rust.
The real reason Alabama changes plates every 5 years depends on who you ask. There's actually a state law that says, quote, all motor vehicle license plate designs shall be valid for not less than 5 years. So officials take that to mean plates should be replaced every 5 years, even though there's no requirement. Brenda Kuhn is the director of the Motor Vehicle Division at the Alabama Department of Revenue. She says drivers need new plates as a matter of public safety.
We want to make sure that every license plate we put out there is reflective and is highly visible during daytime and nighttime. Our primary concern is to ensure that every license plate we put out there can be read by law enforcement.
But the Birmingham Police Department says it's not the new plates that stand out to officers as much as the small decals that change every year. That's what they look for when they pull people over. The agency that makes every license plate in the state is called ACI, or Alabama Correctional Industries. It's a division of the Department of Corrections. Andy Fauquier is the director of ACI. He says his department just does what it's told.
I know of states that have not done a reissue in 40 years. It's not our call. It's revenue's call, you know, as to how long, you know, a plate's to last.
The state contracts with 3M, which makes the reflective sheeting on plates. 3M declined to be interviewed for this story, but the company emailed a statement that said, quote, reflective sheeting can lose its brightness after 5 years, but it's up to states to decide how often plates should be replaced. California uses that exact same 3M technology for its license plates. But unlike Alabama, officials there have no concern about a loss of reflectivity. In California, the license plate that's issued with the car is almost never replaced. You'll see plates that are decades old and look just fine. Jessica Gonzalez is a spokeswoman for the California Department of Motor Vehicles.
It's not a huge problem. We rarely run into the case where you're like, all right, my plate's worn out. I got to get a new one. So it's not a huge issue.
Well, if it's not a huge issue, then what's going on in Alabama?
You know, if California can do it, then I don't see why we couldn't do it longer as well.
That's Alabama State Senator Cam Ward. Ward says he's not really sure why Alabama reissues license plates every 5 years. He says it's worth looking into.
But it would seem to save the state money.
It probably would. The state spends $15 million every year on license plates. That includes $4 million for manufacturing, transportation, and postage. There's actually a state panel called the License Plates Legislative Oversight Committee, which helps decide when plates in Alabama should be reissued. State Senator Gerald Dial is the chairman. He defends Alabama's policy because he says when drivers replace plates, it ensures they're properly registered and says new plates help law enforcement, too. I guess I'm just wondering, as far as the plate production goes, would the state be saving more money if we didn't have to make those plates every 5 years?
Would we? Possibly, yeah.
Georgia used to replace plates every few years, like Alabama, but that changed during the last recession. When Georgia was looking for ways to cut costs, it followed the California model. It decided to allow drivers to keep their plates as long as they have their cars. The Georgia Department of Revenue says it saves the state millions of dollars every year. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.